Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
At least 27 Chicago police officers appeared on leaked rosters for the Oath Keepers, the anti-government extremist group. At least 9 of them are still on the job. That's according to a recent investigation by the Chicago Sun-Times and member station WBEZ. Reporters spoke to Chicagoans who say they experienced racism from the cops named on the rolls, and the Oath Keepers, as you may remember, gained notoriety for their role in the January 6th insurrection. Their founder and others were convicted of seditious conspiracy for stoking the attack on the Capitol. Dan Mihalopoulos has been following the story. He is an investigative reporter with WBEZ's government and politics team. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Now, the Oath Keepers membership rolls were leaked months after January 6th. NPR was the first to report in November of 2021 that active duty Chicago cops appeared on the Oath Keepers roster. But your investigation found out more about these officers and why they joined the Oath Keepers. What did you find?
Well, really what we set out to do was to find out what kind of cops these were. You know, what kind of cop would join the Oath Keepers? What kind of record in service would they have? And so we filed something like 200 Freedom of Information Act complaints for their personnel records, including misconduct files. And we also had access to some newer data through the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project. And in this data, it was not only the names of people who had joined the Oath Keepers during a long period of time, it was also the reasons why they wanted to join. And some Chicago police officers told the Oath Keepers, hey, we're going to help recruit among our, quote, brothers in blue. We're going to go even to roll calls if they're in positions of leadership, like one sergeant in the Chicago police. And we're going to spread the word of the Oath Keepers among the ranks.
Wow. And did they also, in some cases, pledge ideological affinity, you know, with the Oath Keepers? I believe in what you believe.
Yeah, there was one other officer from Illinois that we found had learned about the Oath Keepers when he was at work. He pulled over a trucker. He saw a decal for the Oath Keepers, and he asked him what it was about. And when the trucker told him what the Oath Keepers were about, he said, hey, that sounds like exactly what I think. And he went and he signed up. And he's still on the force in a town in Illinois called Brooklyn, Illinois.
So let's talk about what some of these officers are accused of. In your reporting, you spoke to Deborah Payne. She's a longtime community activist on the south side of Chicago. And she exchanged some disturbing emails with a police sergeant named Michael Nowacki in December 2007. Nowacki is still on the police force. What did Deborah Payne tell you about him?
Well, Deborah Payne was trying to get help for some poor people in a community on the south side of Chicago called Englewood. And Michael Nowacki wrote her back and said, you're a goof. You don't know who you're talking to here. I don't care about inner city poor people. And this is at a time when he was assigned to a neighborhood in the inner city, which is very poor and predominantly black. And that was highly offensive, you can imagine, to Ms. Payne, this community activist who had this exchange with Sergeant Nowacki on official Chicago police email.
Yeah, well, and I understand you have some sound from Deborah Payne. Let's take a listen.
He's working in a neighborhood like this and he can verbally talk down on the neighborhood. What about the oath he made to serve and to protect, regardless where he was at?
And that's Deborah Payne, who told us that she filed a complaint. We went through the misconduct files, and that sergeant who told her that he didn't care about inner city poor people, he's still on the force. He got a 3-day suspension, which he served with some of the 150 hours of comp time. So you could say that was a slap on the wrist or even less for what he said in response to that member of the community.
Dan, there's another officer on that list, Christopher Hoffman, who was part of a special operations unit, and he was training new recruits and handling guns when a black officer filed a complaint. This black officer said Hoffman often made racially insensitive jokes, and he spoke to investigators about Officer Hoffman in 2017. Let's take a listen.
Man, if you were Stevie Wonder and you would come into our break room sometimes, you would think you're in the middle of a Klan rally.
Wow, tell us more. You would think you're in the middle of a Klan rally.
You remember when the Cubs won the World Series for the first time in forever a few years ago, they were patrolling downtown as there were huge crowds celebrating. And this officer says that he heard the other officer, the Oath Keeper, say things like, oh, there's a barbecue restaurant. They have food for people of your kind. Or he made bigoted comments about Puerto Ricans, Jews, and other ethnic groups, all on the job at the Chicago Police Department, all allegedly by an officer who had signed up for the Oath Keepers.
Now, this department, the Chicago Police Department, investigated and then closed its investigation into officers' ties to the Oath Keepers last year. They found no evidence of wrongdoing, did not investigate most of the officers named on the Oath Keepers roster. What was their reasoning for closing the probe?
Well, they decided, according to documents that we found, that being a member of a group like the Oath Keepers, an anti-government group, was not, quote, in itself a violation of any rules for law enforcement officers in the Chicago Police Department. They also claimed recently at the Chicago Police that they didn't have the names and the identities of all of these officers until we approached them before our stories were published together with the Sun-Times recently. However, we also found that the Anti-Defamation League, you know, a leading Jewish civil rights group, had given them the names more than a year ago, in August of 2022. They had given the names to a very high-ranking official at the police department. And so now, confronted with our findings and pressed about all of this, the Chicago Police Department and the new superintendent under the new mayor says they will do a new investigation.
Well, the head of the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police, John Catanzara, has called these investigations a goofy witch hunt. Does that kind of go to your skepticism here or other skepticism of the Chicago Police Department kind of investigating what's happening on the inside?
Yeah, I mean, certainly there are union issues where there would be pushback, and there's been tremendous pushback from the union to many, many police reform efforts in Chicago. There have been a whole line of scandals over the years, over decades, really. And so the credibility is low. And the FOP, that leader of the FOP that said that this was a goofy witch hunt to look into extremists, he had been notorious for defending the January 6th rioters. And he had to back down from that after we reported his comments on WBEZ. But that's the sort of atmosphere that we have in which our story landed.
And before we let you go, Dan, just remind us of official documents, pronouncements from the Oath Keepers of what they believe and what some of these members from the Chicago Police Force have said as far as saying, you know what, my worldview aligns with that of the Oath Keepers.
Well, the Oath Keepers are defined as an anti-government group, and basically what you're saying is that there are certain circumstances where you will not obey orders because your first oath is to the Constitution, and if they think that what you're being asked to do is unconstitutional, then you will just basically rebel and not obey your orders that you've sworn to obey as a law enforcement officer. Having said that, almost everyone who's been confronted about their names showing up on this list, and some of them have been confronted by their police departments or have responded to our inquiries about their presence on those lists, many of them now are saying, well, you know, we renounce any affiliation with the Oath Keepers. It was not what we thought it was, or it developed into something and we didn't know what we were getting into. But the history of the Oath Keepers in terms of violent incidents and extremism really goes back almost to their foundation in 2009, which was coincidentally or not right after the election of Barack Obama as the first black president of the country. It really goes back a long way. So a lot of people are wondering, why didn't they Google this group before they signed up? How could they not have known what they were getting into?
We've been talking to Dan Mihalopoulos, an investigative reporter at WBEZ's government and politics team. Dan, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.